When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I hope Matt's okay with it. Because I didn't really ask. What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, a couple of special guests to mention here that we have not tomorrow. AEW superstar Orange Cassidy in studio in the 1 o'clock hour with me and the DOC. Woo! If you watch All Elite Wrestling, Orange Cassidy has been front and center, was in the main event of their last pay-per-view. He's going to join us again probably right around 1:15 tomorrow afternoon. On a Tuesday with the DOC. And coming up later on this week, I think Thursday at 3, but I'm not 100% sure, Jay Paterno, not Joe Paterno, Joe Paterno, the Penn State coaching legend's son. He's got a new book out, College Football, and obviously talking about the college football playoff, in which Penn State will obviously play this weekend against, Tennessee? I think it's Tennessee. Speaking of college football and all of that, James Franklin, Penn State's head coach, says the timing of the transfer portal and the college football playoff is causing major problems, saying we got problems in college football. And he's not wrong. Basically, what happened here is Bo Pribula, if I'm saying this correct, after we found out that Drew Allar is coming back, Bo Pribula entered the transfer portal on Monday and is not going to be on Penn State's team for the college football playoff. So you have Tennessee. Tennessee is at Ohio State. My bad. So basically, Penn State is going to be left with out their top. Their top backup, a guy that they've spent plenty of time with, he's leaving, right? He's not happy that Aller's coming back. He's not going to get a chance to play. He's leaving, and now he looks like kind of the bad guy. Penn State is taking on SMU in the 6-11 matchup. My bad. My brain can't handle all this. But, I mean, the bottom line is this kid has played a little bit. He's got 6 rushing touchdowns. He's thrown 35 passes for Penn State, and he's gone. Now, Texas's backup quarterback, it's not their true backup. Malik Murphy left also early. You know, that was last year. My bad on that. I can't keep track of all this stuff. But the point being is, this sucks. I didn't even think about this. But James Franklin is so right. Please, people, get your head out of your... Wake up. Smell the roses. Let's do something to figure this out. You can't be having teams lose their backup quarterback the week that they're playing in a college football playoff game. Not because of injury, but because of the transfer portal. And because you got to jump ahead of others that might enter the transfer portal. And you've got to secure your future. Just ridiculous. How about this? Staying in college football? You know who interviewed for the Norfolk State job? It's today? Matt, any idea?
You're not never going to get.
You're not not Bill Belichick, and not Baby Belichick either. I've heard he's a really good coach. The Virginia Pilot is reporting that Michael Vick interviewed for the Norfolk State head coaching job. He's 44 years old. Of course, everybody knows what kind of legal trouble he got in, and apparently he's beyond just a finalist for the job. He's, in some people's eyes, the leading candidate. No experience, but obviously we saw when Deion Sanders went to Jackson State, you can, you know, before he went to Colorado, you can, and Eddie George, same thing. I don't think either one of those guys had head coaching experience. I'd have to double check all that before Jackson State and Middle Tennessee State. But I mean, teams are doing it now. Recruiting tools. And they know they would lose a guy like Michael Vick to a bigger school if he has success, like Jackson State lost Deion Sanders, but you get the program on the map and you make yourself relevant. Very interesting. Good luck to Michael Vick, I guess. And we got to spend a moment on this, maybe more than a moment. The Capitals. Listen, I didn't see a lot of the game on Saturday night, but they won and they pulled away from Buffalo. Dylan Strome with the go-ahead goal in the third period. I was watching it at a place near Capital One Arena that the USAA folks had a nice after party for us. It's right there on 9th Street. I forgot the name of it already. City Tap? I think it's City Tap. Right next to the Westin. That's where we stayed. First of all, I got to say this. That place, really good food. I ordered a bowl of clam chowder on Thursday night after, I didn't mention this on Friday when we were at Radio Row. The bowl was the biggest bowl of soup that I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it was monstrous. I was like, oh my gosh. And I ordered the bowl because the cup is usually so small that, you know, I wanted something hot and hearty. It was cold out, whatever. And it was huge. It was bigger than my sandwich by at least twice the size. Because I got a sandwich too. But it was great. Really good soup. Anyway, so I watched the end of the Capitals game on Saturday night. Dylan Strome with the go-ahead goal. And the Capitals are back on the road tonight against the Dallas Stars. And what does that mean? Well, it means this. The Capitals already beat Dallas 3-2 at Capital One Arena with their backup goaltender. Jake Ottinger didn't play. I don't know if he's playing tonight. I think he is. But the Capitals beat the Sabres 4-2. They extended their winning streak to four games overall. It's their third winning streak of at least four games, the Capitals PR notes. And again, I think they've won 10 games on the road. Yeah, they haven't lost on the road. Or the winning streak, I guess, started on November 9th and extended, of course, last week in a road win in Columbus. They're 10-0-0 on the road, and they'll go for lucky number 11 tonight against a tough customer. The Capitals, ladies and gentlemen, in case you haven't been paying attention, they are kicking ass and taking names even without Alex Ovechkin. And they deserve so much more attention than we can give them. But I want to make sure that we give them as much attention as we can whenever we can. And it'll obviously be more once the Commander season is over. But the Capitals lead the Eastern Conference. They have 21 wins in their first 29 games. And tonight, if they win, they would match their best start through 30 games in franchise history. This in the 50th season of Caps hockey. What an unbelievable job they have done. And again, 8 of those 10 road wins without Alex Ovechkin. He was hurt in the third game of that streak. Which I don't, you know, they still had to win that game without him. And they've won 7 others in addition to that. And now try for an 11th in a row tonight. All right, that takes care of cleanup on aisle 3.
Cleanup in aisle 3.